and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming. Well, hey, everybody, it's time now for When We Wake. I'm your host, Andrew Shaver, and you've got me for just under 60 minutes. On today's show, I have a wake-up call with one of Canada's most beloved songwriters, Sarah Harmer. Sarah's known for crafting songs that are intimate and expansive all at once. From her early days fronting one of my favorite 90s bands, Weeping Tile, to her solo work, which, you know, she's arguably better known for, her music has long been a reflection of both inner life and the natural world around us. Sarah's also a passionate environmental activist. She's a driving force in the efforts to protect the Niagara Escarpment. For that work and for the way she's woven care and conscience into her art, she was awarded the Humanitarian Award at this year's Junos, as well as the key to her hometown of Burlington, Ontario. We first met in Kingston back in the 90s when I was hosting a radio show on CFRC, and Sarah was already writing the songs that would later inform how I'd write mine. Today, we catch up over Zoom from her country home in Kingston as she waits for a call from the lawnmower repairman. Spoiler alert, he does indeed call. But before we get into our chat, let's hear some music. From her most recent album, 2020's Are You Gone, here's a song about a bay not too far from her Kingston home. It's Sarah Harmer with St. Peter's Bay. Welcome to When We Wake.
Can we get the ocean to freeze over sandy banks of snow? We don't wanna go looking for it. In the headlights glow, we play till frozen, until the battery ran low, until the call of home came calling, calling across the air. On the wires it was small. God, I miss you tonight in St. Peter's Bay. I couldn't get the fire of my faith in us warm enough to comfort your cold feet. Every little crack in the ice seemed to be enough to make you think you might go under. So stay to the shore and wonder some more. Reconsider every direction. The ice out here is black. Only thing looking back is my own reflection. Again with their thundering, and no more I'll be an island adrift in an ocean of endless wandering. Oh, I'll miss you tonight in St. Peter's Bay, and I'll miss you in the morning. Still, we had a good skate, didn't we, babe?
That's Sarah Harmer with St. Peter's Bay. And now, without further ado, here's my wake-up call with Sarah Harmer. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's really great to see you. It's been a long time. I feel like the last time I saw you was having a pint out back of the Toucan.
Was it when you guys were in town doing your theatrical stuff at Market Square? Part of the Kick and Push.
It was, but man, you got a memory. And then, but I forgot you came to town. You came to Halifax, and I bumped into you on Argyle Street.
Oh, right.
You had a gig that something went wrong. I don't know. And then you just reset the gig at the local on Gottigen, which is pretty cool for those who were able to make it. You remember that night?
Yeah, I sure do. Super fun. Yeah. Matt Mays, somebody called in and lined us up a gig at the last second.
What happened? You were supposed to play at the Cohen, right? Was it the hurricane?
Yeah, I think it was because of the hurricane.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it was the hurricane. We were in, I don't remember, but yeah, we were in town with nothing to do.
Yeah, except for, you know, play some rock and roll in a dirty old pub.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Very good.
Some things have happened since then, hey? Keys to Cities, humanitarian awards, all sorts of stuff.
Yes, it's been a few years.
You and I go back, like, I don't know at this point. I'm sort of afraid to say the number out loud, but, like, you know, embrace it all, I guess. It's like, I think I met you close to 30 years ago now in Kingston.
Yeah, CFRC and Queens. Yep.
You got it.
I'm still here, man.
Yeah, I know you are. And I love that. Because you're not originally from Kingston. We'll go way back. We'll go even back beyond, not way back, not in that way. We're going to go past 30 years into the past. Because you're from Burlington, right? You grew up in Burlington, and that's where your folks continue to live.
That's right. Yep. So I'm there all the time too. So yeah, between Kingston and Burlington, those are my two hubs.
Yeah. I mean, not bad as far as hubs go.
Either end of Lake Ontario. I do a lot of that back and forth.
That's right. What was growing up like? Because you grew up on a farm, is that right? I've heard you say that someone referred to you as a boots and dungaree girl. I imagine that was something to do with you growing up on a farm.
I always liked wearing kind of ripped jeans and cowboy boots for a while there. And yeah, I grew up, you know, it was in corn, like cash crop. It was a 100-acre farm. My parents moved there just before I was born. And my dad had retired from farming, so it was our neighbor that farmed it. And then for a few different farmers over the years, it's in the last 30 years, it's been pretty much in like a perennial grass hay crop. So it's just a nursery up there for like grassland birds. And there's it's a beautiful spot on the Niagara Escarpment. And thankfully, my parents are still there.
And thankfully, the escarpment's still there, hey? Right?
Yeah, it's been there for 400 million years. We don't want to be the generation that that destroys that part.
No kidding. When I mean you, and we'll chat about all the incredible work that you're doing as part of the team to save the escarpment from destruction. When you were growing up, what did the escarpment mean to you?
I mean, we would go at Christmas over to Mount Nemo, just to the conservation area where right on the edge of the cliff there. And there's good hiking and some spelunking. I mean, I thought it was, we had the Bruce Trail right across the road. My siblings would go to work down at the Fisher Farms. Like they would take their bikes down through the trail. It's beautiful. It's incredible. Mm. You take it for granted when you're young. And so it wasn't till I came back from doing a bunch of touring that I saw Mount Nemo like from kind of below and realized, wow, this is a pretty cool lookout. Yeah, it's, I mean, UNESCO recognized it as a world biosphere a couple decades ago. People have known its ancient importance for a long time. So I was slow to catch on because I grew up there.
Well, exactly. You were a kid and it was in your face every day.
I wanted to walk my dog, you know, I wanted a sidewalk where I could walk my dog on a leash and go to the corner store. That was kind of what I was dreaming about.
You don't have that now. I mean, you have the opportunity to do that. That's not what you've chosen.
No, I still live out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever live in town?
And no dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I lived in Kingston on and off for different places going to school. Yeah. And I lived in Toronto a few times downtown.
Do you like the cities?
I can get used to them. It's different. It's very different. It's just all people. It's all like inspired by people doing things. And that's great. But I also kind of like know people.
Yeah.
But I like visiting the city and I do quite a lot. So No, I appreciate it, but I don't think I'd ever want to live there.
How many siblings do you have? I know you have a sister named Mary. I remember Mary. And who?
There's four sisters and my brother.
Where are they?
They are all in Southern Ontario.
Okay. You don't stray far. The Harmers don't stray
I'm
far.
I'm the farthest away.
My goodness.
I've got a little distance.
yeah, just please. You're the furthest away, and yet you continue to go back and forth. Yeah. You said a couple decades ago, the Mount Nemo or the escarpment itself was designated a UNESCO site.
That's the whole Niagara Escarpment.
The whole Niagara Escarpment. And that sort of lines up with, I think, the founding of Pearl that you did with your mother, no?
Yeah, the Escarpment Biosphere Recognition was, I think, in the early 80s. Uh-huh. The Niagara Escarpment plan came together, like it developed throughout the 70s. It was the first environmental land use plan in Canada, so it's the oldest environmental plan in the country. Mm. And it was put together throughout the 70s, I think, and then solidified in the early 80s. And then Pearl, our community group, we formed in 2004. So we were, you know, having benefited from a few decades of public recognition and understanding that this was a specific land form and it needed to be protected in its entirety. Mm. So many rare and endangered species are on the escarpment. It's a key source water area for so many people. So there's all these ecological reasons that it needs to have its own land use plan, the Niagara Escarpment Plan, and restrictions. So unfortunately, the aggregate industries, they're still able to give it a shot, you know, and in certain areas, they're able to at least apply to get the zoning changed. It's not a given in any way. It's just that there's a few areas that they can still try, but quite a few areas, actually. Every area that's considered escarpment rural land within the Niagara Escarpment Plan. But yes, we have just finished a hearing.
I heard.
Andrew, it just wrapped up like last week and it started March 4th. So I'm in super nerd, like I've been watching lawyers and experts on on video hearing for the last number of months.
And you love that stuff. I've heard you say that as well. You've called it a soap opera. I listened to, you know, I listened to Tom on Q. I'm a big fan. And I heard you talk about that sort of work as a soap opera, that you get hooked on the most minute stuff. I found that so fascinating. So you're literally in that right now. That's where your brain is.
Yeah, it's all like closing arguments.
What's that piece of paper you're holding?
Oh, it's like a list. It's a list from a meeting we had this morning with our legal counsel and hey. David Donnelly and community group members.
Yeah,
where we brought a lot of experts, proved pretty much resoundingly that it's a bad idea on many fronts. Mm. And so now we've got to submit our final arguments, and then the decision will get made within the next like 8 months, 10 months, who knows?
I see. Okay. So, in the course of 400 million years, 8 months is but a blip. But you've been working on this for 20 years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it tire you? Do you get tired?
I mean, when the company came back after losing last time, in 2012, it got their proposal got refused by the provincial government hearing. When they came back in 2019, I like couldn't imagine mustering the energy. Like I just laughed. Yeah. I just was like. Right. But again, time goes by, and there are a great many people involved, and it is quite an interesting thing to watch lawyers. It's a performance. It's research.
Yeah.
And this is a very, very, very complex area, and they want to do something really big and destructive. So there's so many fish, amphibians, well water, air quality, fly rock. Like there's a lot of areas of concern that that we're knee deep in. Or neck deep, let's say.
Neck deep at this point, eh?
No, yeah. It's all good though.
It feels to me like you tell me. In 2019, you felt like you had to, you couldn't imagine mustering the energy, but it feels to me like you couldn't imagine not at this, like walking away from this at this point.
Yeah, thankfully, a community group kind of reformed, a core Burlington, kind of out of the, not out of the ashes of Pearl, but as a kind of adjacent to our community group, which a lot of the people in Pearl had moved away, and we still we still are a legit community group. We have our AGM and, you know, meetings and stuff, but the, a community group formed at the local level, neighbors, fundraising. So all this new energy that we didn't have to, you know, like some of the Pearl members and I didn't have to get back super in the thick of all the fundraising.
Right.
So more the arguments, the science, the like hiring experts and learning. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's been, it has been pretty full time.
Okay. Well, I mean, the, your most recent album, Are You Gone, came out 2020. Is that right?
Yes.
2020? And, you know, which is a year after the, or, you know, could have been months after. I'm not sure how that lines up with Lafarge trying again. So when you say you couldn't muster the energy, it had been a decade since your most recent album prior to that, which was I'm a Mountain, right? 2010?
That was
no, not I'm a Mountain. A little fire.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's 10 years. That clearly your time was taken on other things, largely, I imagine, protecting the Mount Nemo. And so now you're getting, at that point, you were getting back, getting ready to release an album. So it would have been written and recorded at that point. And you're like, oh, you guys are still wanting to fight this? I can't imagine what that must have been like for you.
Yeah, it's all in the past now, you know. I mean,
is it, though? You just had another, another land tribunal. Like, you're in the midst of another land tribunal, and you're writing a new album. So it's like, it's in the past, but the past repeats itself.
It does repeat itself. It's going to be Charm Blues 2.0.
Yeah, totally.
More Salamander songs.
Yeah, that's right.
Know. No, I hope to, you know, I feel like I've definitely been in on a few fronts, a lot of amassing experiences. I don't know if I'm not making that much music these days, but I am coming out to Halifax, so I'm stoked about that.
You're listening to When We Wake with Andrew Shaver. My guest on today's Wake Up Call is Sarah Harmer.
You're coming out to Halifax to play the Jazz Fest on a really terrific bill, just you and Iron and Wine. Like, that's kind of a dream bill for I mean, it certainly was for years for me, and it continues to be. I'm really excited about that show. How are you feeling about coming to town?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, it's gonna be really, really nice. I love playing in Halifax, and I'm coming as a three-piece.
Oh, great.
So it's gonna be nice and exposed, and Danny Nash and Zach Bynes. So yeah, it'll be a really lovely night. I'm looking forward to seeing Iron and Wine too, of course.
You and Sam Beam, Iron and Wine, have been doing this for long enough now. Have you crossed paths?
No.
Oh, wow. Well. How does a bill like this come about? Like, you know, how do you get lined up at the Halifax Jazz Fest playing with Iron and Wine? What?
Oh, just like wonderful Halifax promoters, you know, for old friends who I've worked with many years, many shows out there. So I think it's just their invitation, really.
Yeah, great. Is it? It's a one-off like this. Are you are you doing any other shows anywhere else in the coming months? That
Just one. Ottawa is a warm-up for Halifax. No, I'm just kidding.
As you geographically, you know, as you head east.
Exactly.
What's Ottawa? Is it in Ottawa? Is it
Blues Fest?
Blues Fest. That's a cool festival.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I played it years ago. So this year, Hozier is on the bill. And
heard of him.
Yeah. I'm so out of touch, but yes.
Do you feel like you're out of touch?
I probably am.
When was the last time you felt like you were in touch?
No, my world's pretty small. Like, I'm keeping up on a few things, you know, but there's just so much. I'm always up for new music, though. I do feel like I'm due for an injection of some new albums.
So how do you go about doing that?
Good question. I have Shazam on my phone. I keep forgetting, and sometimes, you know.
So you hear something, you Shazam it, it's locked in. I getcha. Mm-hmm. Gone are the days where we're reading, you know, reviews in alt weeklies. And
I know. I used to just love getting, like, Q magazine from the UK a bunch of them and reading. Yeah, just so much reading about music, you know. And then imagining, okay, I think I'm going to like that, and giving it a try.
Do you miss those days?
I like tangible things. I like liner notes and But I also have a bit of a magazine obsession, so the clutter gets a little...
Oh, is that right?
I mean, not currently, but I realize, like, yeah. I do have collections of magazines.
What are your magazines?
I don't know, everything.
Us Weekly, People.
People, Greer, Mad.
Well, yeah, and Cracked, actually.
You know, I get a good magazine called Ontario Nature, which is very readable, very relevant, it's one part like bird watching, another part advocating for wetlands and species, and you know, good work on policy stuff. I love that one. I really love the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives. Really good magazine. They put out the Monitor every. I'm giving a plug now for mags.
Yeah, go for it. I asked for it.
Yeah, and then my sister got me one for the Atlantic, which I can't keep on top of. It's just so much, but it's some great writing. And that's about it. No, there's something else too, but I can't. Yeah, I would say Canadian Center for Policy, CCPA. They have the Monitor. And if you're into policy and wonkery and readability, and they're always ahead of kind of mainstream media on important issues. So,
First of all, what's wonkery, by the way?
Oh, wonkery.
Is that the word you said? Wonkery?
Well, you know, policy wonks, as they say. Like people.
No, I didn't know that.
You don't know the wonk? Okay.
No, what's a wonk?
I think it's just kind of a nerd. Somebody who's really into the the dry details sometimes.
So you're a wonk. Is it fair to say?
Yeah. I'm an amateur wonk.
What's going to make you a professional wonk?
I get paid for it.
You get paid, right? Yeah, totally. Okay, that's definition professional. I get you. What about David Miles? Is he a wonk? Is he a professional wonk at this point?
Oh, right, because he is now the MP for Fredericton.
Yeah,
is that right?
Sure is. Yeah, the Liberal MP. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know David well enough to know whether he's a wonk.
Right. Okay.
Just being a politician, I don't think makes it so, but I wouldn't be surprised.
So you have to be into the sort of minute details of policy and get paid for that interest to be a professional wonk. Well, I wish
that for you.
We're
going to have to explore this further because I'm there's a lot of new thinking going
That's
on.
That's right. So have you been in and out of CFRC at all? Like, is CFRC still a part of your, do you listen? Because, you know, we're talking about new music and discovering new music. Is radio a part of your discovery?
It should be more so. I'm glad you brought that up. Indie Wake Up Hour at CFRC. Definitely great music. No, I'm missing out on a bunch because I just forget to go there. And you never know. Sometimes you're going to get like Chess Hour or I don't know. Random.
There's campus
random
radio.
Programming. and then you're listening to your favorite thing and it's like, you're right at the end of the hour. You're like, oh.
Yeah, like, oh, come on. Oh. Yeah.
But no, I need to listen more to CFRC for sure. So I haven't been in a while. It's really I only get a few channels. We really, you know, I mean, I guess you could listen online, but stereo.
Not you.
Not me. I do need tech support, Andrew. I'm really, you were mentioning that your hard drive may have been completely full. I think I'm in that.
Yeah, totally. But your hard drive is your brain. You're referring to your actual hard drive, right?
Oh, sure. That's a soft drive.
That's right. That's right. So, what are your days like out there? You know, you're reading magazines about bird watching and policy initiatives. What are you spending your days doing?
I spend my days upkeeping old buildings.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I do love doing some restoration on an old farmhouse currently. Right. I'm doing a lot of parental care as well. So I've been a prime caregiver for my mom and dad in the last couple of months. In the last couple of years, but yes, more full time in the last 2 months.
How's that?
It's I really appreciate people who have children, like the amount of commitment that you've got to give and be there and be the support for someone, you know, cooking, cleaning, support. So it's full time and it's been awesome. and it's been less emotionally brutal than it had been when our parents were kind of fending for themselves a bit more, and we were we moved them back to the farm, and we've got care, and we're, my siblings and I are all like Google Calendar scheduling like ourselves, and lots of time, and so that's been a big part of my days.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So that farm is in Burlington. You're in Kingston, yeah. So hence the travel back and forth.
Yeah.
Are you going weekly at this point?
Yeah. Pretty much. Although I have a couple weeks off right now.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Yeah. So what's happened? What do you do with those 2 weeks off? Well, I imagine your siblings are picking up the slack for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it is a bit of a readjustment. It's like pay all the bills that I haven't been looking, you know, basic right. kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Just right. basic shit. Jamming, trying to play guitar every day, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm, oh, and there's the guy calling about my lawnmower.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's okay, I'll call him back. I'm just regular Joe getting the old lawnmower patched up.
Well, it's important.
Oh, yeah.
You like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So looking after some places, gardening, I'm growing some food. I started a lot of seeds really early this year. So I've been like dealing with lots of straggly plants, but they're all taking hold. Yeah. I've been doing some nice growing at my parents' place and here.
That's great.
We had lots of rain this spring, so that's been really helpful. Planted a whole bunch of trees in April. So,
what kind of trees are you planting?
Busy time of year for all that planting stuff. Well, I planted them in a real lowland area. So sycamore, marsh oak, red oak, some catalpa. Well, that was not this year, but what else? Shagbark hickory. Yep.
And what's the process of putting, you're germinating the seed in some sort of container, or is like straight into the ground?
Yeah, I'm not germinating the tree seeds. I'm buying them all bare.
You're actually planting the tree.
I'm buying the trees from different nurseries. They send them to you. Either you go pick them up, or they can send them to you in the mail, wrapped in sawdust and newspaper. It looks like you're getting a giant like ham hock.
Yeah, sure.
It's like a cast of trees. So little guys, but they're just dug up so that you don't have big pots and stuff. So you've got to protect them from deer and wind. And so there's a whole system, but I've been doing a lot of tree planting in the last 5 years or so. So I've got some good systems down.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Right. And you're jamming. You're playing guitar.
Yeah, I'm trying to play guitar. We got these couple shows coming up, so band is getting together and a little bit of music for sure.
With a new album coming, so you're trying to write some new songs. Yeah, fingers crossed.
What about you? You writing any songs these days?
Yeah. I just put the third album in the beginning of June. Spent 3 days at my buddy. Do you know Danny Ledwell? You know.
I know. Yeah.
Danny and Jen. Yeah. So I recorded the album there with some pals, and we're on a bit of a vacation now. He's going to mix it, and album number 3 will be coming out at some point, which is so surprising to me. It you know, like I remember being in touch with you, whenever the heck that was, 5 years ago, being like, I think I'm going to record an album for the first time. What would you, any advice? Yeah. And I think your advice was just play your songs. Make sure that when you go into the studio, make sure you know your songs. And it's simple advice, but it's real. That's good advice. You go, make sure you know what your song is, the identity of your song, and how you play it, how you sing it, what its shape is, its structure is. Be comfortable with the song so that it can change if it wants to in studio.
Yeah, I still stand by that. I mean, I know a lot of people love making stuff up in the studio and having a small idea and really being able to explore, but I'm just like I'm not free enough to explore maybe in some ways. It's nice to anyway, you know, sometimes you get there and you're like, it's not ready, but let's try something, you know.
Yeah,
for sure too. But well, that's great, Andrew. Congrats, man. I'm gonna have to get you know, call you for some advice pretty soon.
You mind if I put that on the album as a promo quote, a little pull quote? that'd be wonderful. Yeah, sure. My line is always open to you, Sarah. Do you consider you probably got to go? Hey, this lawnmower guy, you probably got to get in touch with this guy. Okay?
No, that's okay. That's fine.
Do you consider yourself a musician or and a songwriter? I'm curious about this because I chatted with Dan Mangan about it recently, and then a terrific songwriter out east here, Alexander Gallant, it came up again with him. So I'm just curious. What's your feeling on that? Are you a musician and a songwriter?
Yeah, I would say they're two, you know, related but separate things. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to jam more. So I would see myself more as a musician.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of an active, it's a verb, you know, it's not just like once was or did. I think it relates to just being improvising and I'm not just with the same instrument, you know, being in the flow of music and, oh yeah, it's great. But I have considered myself a musician and songwriter. Both those things are like kind of laying low at the moment, but again, yeah, gearing up for the East Coast in a few weeks. So it has been really good to, just get together with my bandmates and, you know, just hang out and also just run some songs. My friend Dylan is playing guitar with me in Ottawa for the Ottawa show. And, just to go to his place, you know, he's a young guy with his like apartment and like just music is all around. He's playing gigs, he's jamming, he's rehearsing. It's just like that's, and that age of that focus is, it was really fun to be back in that world. Be like, oh yeah, this is good. Everything else falls away. And it's just, this is what I get to focus on. And it's like touring as well. I love that about it when you get into the flow of it and like, yep, you get to really hone something and really work on it and being really inspired and excited by other people and other people's music and yeah, it's very, the cauldron really starts to bubble, you know. I love when that happens, so I'm hoping that some things clear away for sure in my life that I can get that going again.
I hope that for you too. I mean, we'll start with the lawnmower, I guess, right? If you get that lawnmower fixed, maybe other things.
Then I don't have to get out there with the scissors.
That's right.
So much time.
It's going to save you oodles of time, Sarah. Well, look, it's always great to chat with you.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
I'm really looking forward to your show in Halifax.
Me too. Spread the word.
I will. I'm going to do my very best.
We'll see you out there, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
Bye, Sarah.
Talk to you later.
Sarah Harmer will be in Ottawa at the Blues Fest July 11th, and she'll be in Halifax at the Jazz Fest July 17th. Now for one of her tunes that I used to play on the radio in the 90s. From Weeping Tile's 98 release Valentino, this is Every Good Story on When We Wake.
How could I stay for another day when I know you have long come and gone? What is there left here to do? Everyone laughs.
That's Weeping Tile with Every Good Story here on When We Wake. Now for something, well, relatively new, coming hot on the heels of a song that was released in 1998. Windsor, Nova Scotia's Tara Spencer put out an album called Sunset last September. From it, this is 17.
We were young and in bloom with a little room in the back of your parents' car. Watching the sunset on the edge of 17. The push and the pull with our hearts full, trying not to go too far. Watching your face, feeling the space in between. Sinking in to the sin of the summer dream. Hearts, the crashing waves before they're breaking. Life is green and naive and wanted to believe that love could never fall apart, that a summer romance was a chance for you taking. The moon is shining through.
Books and memories as a daughter friend.
Well, that's a beautiful lyric. My goodness. That is Montreal's Vicky Gilmore with Getting Old, a tune that just released July 4th. What would you say we stick it out in Montreal for another one? John Matt releases music as Franklin Electric. The Franklin Electric's most recent album, Victory Songs, released in May. From it, this is the tune that closes the album. It's called Most of the Time We Are Lost on When We Wake.
But if I had it all and my heart turned to gold, I'd be a rich man now. It's like my father once told. And I'd stand by your side till we've both gotten old. You could make me believe that it's just what I need. Just like body and mind, turn my water to wine. Most of the time you and I, we are lost. Now I'm breaking a sweat, turn my fear to regret. Most of the time you and I, we are lost. But if I had it all, like I cheated myself, I'm in the real world now, and real faces get old. They keep speaking about freedoms, you keep changing it up. As I lost what I had, but I gained what I loved. Just like body and mind, turn my water to wine. Most of the time you and I, we are lost. Now I'm breaking a sweat, turn my fear to regret. Most of the time you and I, we are lost. Just a bang for the buck, rob the banks and the trucks. They've been bagging up bodies, and we're all out of luck. And you can't run from the feeling, and there's no place to hide. As you wait in disguise, hope that something arrives. Just like body and mind, turn the water to wine. Most of the time you and I, we are lost. Now I'm breaking a sweat, turn my fear to regret. Most of the time you and I, we are lost. Most of the time you and I, we are lost. Most of the time.
That's the Franklin Electric with Most of the Time We Are Lost. Now, if ever you find yourself walking the fjords, find yourself lost, the stars have gone dark, well, look up. That's what Vincent McGillivray would have you do. Vincent is Postcard Fjords from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. And here's his latest single, Look Up.
Won't you come back over to the place? We had your faith, we had your radiance. And I know the sky's lost its only sun, but there's still a road, there's still a coast untouched. And now, more than ever, I need you to get well. I need you to feel better.
Won't Suffering any day. Suffering any day.
Song that came out in April, that is East Vancouver's Francis Baptiste with Aspirin for the Soul. But look, seeing as we've got time for one last song on this week's edition of When We Wake, I'll hand it over to Victoria's Chance Brown with Take Your Time.
His silver moon shines down bright across the prairie night. Soft prayer and candlelight as the star turns to the sky. I was born to be not a raven, hard living Harley Davidson. Come the dawn, ripping past the rail, hitching up a mule to a plow. That's all gone 20 odd years. West wind spoke soft in my ear. They left, mama didn't shed a tear. Sat me down, told me straight. Take your time, take it knowing. When we come, there ain't no going back to say hello again, we're all moving on down the line. So the days come quick as they went, never figured just what she meant till glory called and she's heaven sent. And I'm praying on a little more time. So now and then I tell my daughter all the jewels she had to offer. They got gardens to grow and lovers to leave. Little everything I say when I say, take your time and take it knowing. We come, there ain't no going back to say hello again, we're all moving on down that line. So if you hear your lonesome whistle blowing, taken for the road unknown, this little tip from me is all you'll ever get for free. So remember that same old line and just take your time and take it knowing when we come there ain't no going back to say hello again, we're all moving on down the line.
That is Chance Brown. The song that came out in May called Take Your Time. And that brings us to the end of another episode of When We Wake. Thanks again to my old pal, Sarah Harmer, for carving out a little time for me. In between, planting trees and watching birds, organizing her abundant magazine collection, all while keeping an eye and ear on her phone for Frank, the lawnmower repairman. I trust all is sorted. Sarah will be in Ottawa at the Blues Fest July 11th, and then she heads further east from Ottawa and her hometown of Kingston, Ontario, to play the Jazz Fest with Iron and Wine in Halifax July 17th. For more information on her comings and goings, you can find her at sarahharmer.com or on Instagram at yoharmer. If you want to find me on Instagram, at TheAndrewShaver or at When We Wake Radio. Our theme song is Got You by my friend and yours, Noah Reed. Thanks for listening.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Kingston rocker Rowan Picard, released with her band Rogue Rising. If This Is the End is an upbeat breakup anthem that explores the bittersweet feelings of first love with cool guitar riffs and a catchy chorus that will make you want to sing along. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream If This Is the End by Rogue Rising on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.